This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It's 5:30, May 19th. Thank you guys for being with us. Hopefully you had a great weekend coming off of it. And here we go, back at it. Next weekend, I can't believe, is Memorial Day weekend. I don't know how that creeped up on us, but yeah. So some of you will be getting a 3-day weekend and last week of Clark County Schools too.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, they're getting ready for summer break. And that was always such an exciting time. Oh my gosh, that last week of school. Finals sucked, but like getting yearbooks and to people signing yearbooks and all that stuff, that was so much fun.
For this week, is there any finals for your daughter?
Oh yeah, she's got tons of finals. Oh, she's been studying this weekend for the both of them. Actually, have a bunch of finals. Yeah,
and then your daughter comes back from college when?
This next weekend. Matt's gonna go down and get her, and she's gonna be back on Saturday. So they're just gonna pack up the car. So my daughter Brooklyn and I are gonna stay back and just wait for them to come back. But yeah, she's coming back this weekend.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was really, really uneventful but nice. My husband worked all weekend. As a matter of fact, he had just gotten home as I was getting ready this morning because he worked EDC all weekend. And so I did not get to see him very much, which I did feel lonely, not going to lie. I was just kind of like, oh, so.
What do I do?
Yeah, but at the same time, I got to just rest and watch movies. This was the first weekend in like a month that I haven't had to work on the weekend. So it was really good. Me and Brooklyn hung out. And on Friday night, we went and checked out the brand new Whole Foods that just opened on the west side of town. And so, just kind of walked around. There's a lot of people there and a lot of the shelves were kind of bare. And we got there at like 6:30 and they closed at 7. We didn't know they closed at 7.
Oh, no.
So the plan was to get dinner there and just like make a salad or get some from the hot bar or whatever. And a lot of the stuff was like, they were out of it. And they're like, well, we're closing at 7. And I'm like, oh, well. So we ended up going out to eat, found this really cute dumpling restaurant not too far. And so, yeah, it was a really nice weekend.
Does Whole Foods usually close at 7? Or was it just that for the grand opening or that store?
I don't know. I mean, I guess the more I think about it, every time I've gone to Whole Foods has been in the middle of the day.
But same.
Yeah, maybe that's the time they close. I had no idea. And so we were like, oh, okay. I don't know why it sounded so early to me, but it's beautiful. It's huge. And yeah, a lot of people had the same idea on Friday night to go there. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was wonderful, actually. It was nice to relax on some days, but I did have an event on Saturday at the Forum Shops. And I haven't been to the Forum Shops in a while, and all the things that have changed. I think the last time I went was, geez, for the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I was walking in, and I usually go towards the entrance by the Cheesecake Factory. And I walked in. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's what everyone's talking about. That game show thing that you can play right by the Nike store. I was like, oh, what's it called? I'm blanking on the name. But it's like you can play games in there, and it's like you can go team versus team. And I'm like, I really want to check that place out. So one day I want to go in and just play games there. And then I was just walking around. I got my little Sephora birthday gift from Sephora right next door. And then Sunday, what did I do yesterday? Geez, I feel like all the days are mixed up.
I know. I watched F1, and then I watched the Nuggets lose to the Thunder.
I was going to ask you, how would you feel about
it? No, they started so strong. I was like, oh, they're going to win this. Oh, my gosh. And then everything just turned. And so I was like, dang it.
It was kind of heartbreaking to watch, not going to lie.
Yeah, it was. They got just completely annihilated. Mm-hmm. Which, when it's a close game, you can kind of, you know, still hold your head held high. And I was like, maybe not. So. Yeah.
And that was really my weekend.
Well, I'm excited for you. Tomorrow is a big day. Birthday girl.
Oh my God, I know.
Oh my gosh, are you excited?
I feel torn on birthdays. Like, it's like, yes, another year older and another year wiser.
I know.
But it's like weird feeling, like celebrating yourself on a day that's just like a normal day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. God, you and I are exactly the same. It's like, you're so conflicted. Like, you're happy, but at the same time, you're like, oh my gosh, this attention is weird.
I think I'm more excited to be with friends this weekend than I am to celebrate me.
Yeah.
And then my husband's birthday, we're 10 days apart. So it's like, it's my birthday, and then in a second, I have to start celebrating and getting stuff for him.
Busy month for you.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're excited, and we wish you an early happy birthday.
Aww,
we're so excited
to
celebrate you. So a lot coming up on the show today. I've got one word for you guys, basically. Disneyland. We've got your Disneyland passes to give away 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute, a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day passes to the Disneyland Resort. I know you've been waiting for those, and we've got that coming up right around 7:30. Cowabunga Bay passes for you. Beat Mercedes, we're up to a $925 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. So a lot happening this morning. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show you pick up. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear The Power by Snap? Do you want to hear Where Have All the Cowboys Gone by Paula Cole? Where have all the cowboys gone? Or do you want to hear 1-2 Step by Sierra and Missy Elliott? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM, or you can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. Also, text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. EDC has just wrapped up, and the city is still buzzing with leftover glitter and questionable decisions. But Steph has a game that's going to separate the real rave veterans from the people that are just faking it. It's called Under the Electric Lie. All right. What? So what do we got going on here?
Okay, so I have a list of DJ names. And I want you to see if you can spot the real DJ or the fake DJ.
Oh, no. I'm going to be so bad at this.
I mean, your husband, he works at EDC every single year. So maybe he comes back and saying, oh, my God, this set was amazing.
Well, he listens to a lot of these DJs. So I hear this music a lot. I just don't always know the names of, like, who's who. But
yes.
We'll give it a shot. And Kay, okay. And you play along and see if you can get these. All right. What you got?
All right. EDC DJ, real or fake? Is it Siren.exe, real or fake?
Siren, it's almost like a website.
Siren.exe.
I'm going to say not a DJ.
Not a DJ?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Oh, wow. Yay. Okay. I never heard of him. So, or her, whoever that's supposed to be. Okay.
Okay. Good job.
Okay.
So next DJ we have, real or fake? Voltage Vixen. Real or fake EDC DJ?
That just sounds, oh gosh, I hope I'm wrong. That just sounds kind of cheesy to me. So I'm going to say that's not a real DJ.
You're okay, correct.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Who would call this on Voltage Vixen? But if I was wrong, I would have felt really bad.
You're on the right page though. Okay. Next DJ, real or fake? Dom Dalla.
Oh, yeah, he's for real. I know. Matt took pictures of him this weekend.
Oh, did he?
Dom Dalla Friday night, I think.
Okay.
He couldn't stop talking about Dom Dalla. Okay.
3 for 3, Mercedes. Okay. Okay, EDC DJ, real or fake? We have Alok, spelled A-L-O-K.
Oh, I would like to correct you. It's Elok, and that is real DJ.
See, this is what I mean. You're better than you thought. So it's how do you pronounce
Elok.
It? Elok.
Yeah, I think I interviewed him on the TV show before.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
You're educating all
wow.
of us.
Okay, wow. Okay. I'm surprised I got that.
4 for 4.
Okay.
Next DJ, EDC DJ, real or fake? Zyra Flux.
That just sounds so fake to me. Zyra Flux.
Fake.
Fake.
Okay. You are correct. 5 for 5.
Oh my gosh. I'm better at this than I thought.
Okay. Let's end it really strong.
Okay.
I believe in you.
Tiesto.
Too easy. I didn't put that one on the list. Okay. Clooney, spelled C-L-O-O-N-E-E. EDC DJ, real or fake?
I'm going to go fake on that one. Oh,
sorry.
I almost had a perfect score.
Clooney is a real EDC DJ.
I'm so sorry, Clooney, if you're listening this morning. My apologies. I just, I'm not as well-versed as I thought. Oh, man, you didn't have, like, DJ Snake or anything on there.
Of course not. I'm not going to go easy on you.
I know.
But Zyra Flux is not a real DJ.
Thank goodness, right? It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. It's May 19th. We are ready to go. It is 6:03. Thank you guys so much for being here. I hope you had a good weekend. It was kind of a low-key one. Sounds like low-key for both of us, kind of.
Yeah.
It was not too much going on, but we are ready to go. I was reading this morning. I thought this was really interesting. You know how, like, with technology and stuff, a lot of things disappear from our world. Well, this one has nothing to do with technology. I thought this was so interesting. Did you know that there is something that is disappearing from our everyday lives? And it's the Southern accent. There's a study that came out and it shows that the traditional Southern accent is fading, especially like in Atlanta, in Raleigh, in New Orleans. Have you experienced that where you just notice, and it doesn't have to have anything to do with technology. It's just going away. I guess they said that more people are just speaking with normal accents. So that Southern twang, that's going, that's like from days of old. That's gone now.
That is so interesting because I have, like, my brother lives in Texas, and it's not like he's from there, but It's not like, you know, when you move to a new place, you start to acclimate and assimilate to the culture and maybe start talking like them. He talks exactly the same.
He does.
Yeah. And I thought he might have gone to a southern twang when he moved there, but no. And then I think about like our radio friends down in that area. They don't sound like they have a southern twang.
There's some radio friends of ours in Charlotte that definitely have it. They have that.
Really?
Kinda, yeah. It's funny because whenever I'm around them, I feel like I start mimicking them, right? And not on purpose. It's just like, then I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, what am I doing? Oh my gosh. And I definitely do that around my family from New Mexico. They have a distinct accent when they speak English. I mean, obviously when they speak Spanish, but there's this accent that my cousins have, and I start talking like that. I'm like, where are you going? Are you going to the store? Like, I don't know why I start talking like that when I'm around them. It's so bizarre.
It kind of gets a little pitchy.
Yeah, it like ends on an up note. So Is there something that, or someone you feel is disappearing from our everyday lives that you notice it going away? Something I noticed that's disappearing when I was a kid, like our neighbors would come over to borrow like sugar or an egg or something. When I was a kid, my mom, she'd be making something. She's like, oh, I don't have milk. Go over to next door and see if they have any milk. And I would just go over there. Now, I couldn't imagine if my next door neighbor came over and asked me for an egg. I'd be like, what? Who are you? How dare you?
Invading my privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I've ever experienced a neighbor thing like that. Like going over to a neighbor's house or a neighbor's coming to mine. Like we were never really close to our neighbors. So when I hear stories like this, I kind of envy that type of neighborly relationship.
That was something. We were friends with all our neighbors. We would have block parties and stuff. Like, yeah, someone would set it up. It was Teresa. I remember Teresa Lamberson. She was on our block. She's like our block leader. And we'd get little flyers like, we're having a block party, bring your favorite dish. And then in the middle of the cul-de-sac, we'd all hang out, the kids would play, they'd have food. It was always like a fun thing that we did.
Oh well, God bless her. The southern accent and the neighbors.
Our buddy Bo's on the phone real quick. Hey Bo, what's up?
Good morning. I just wanted you to hear some good southern dialogue. Just to make your morning.
Oh, that made us happy. It's not going away because we got Bo with us.
Yeah,
I love it. You are the best, Bo. You have a great week. You have a good morning, and thanks for listening. You're the best.
We love Bo.
He is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Did you just hear me? He is one of my favorites. Bo's accent just rubbed off on me.
And
oh,
now
my God.
We're going to start with the Southern Twang.
Well, here's what we got on the show this morning, y'all. It's a lot going on. We've got tickets for you to go check out the Disneyland Resort, celebrate their 70th anniversary. That's coming up at 7:30 this morning. So much on the way. But coming up next, we have what's trending. Why is Justin Bieber cutting off close friends and is a church at the center of it all? Some say it's giving cult. We have details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? Let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber is trending this morning. He is reportedly cutting ties with some longtime friends, and the reasons are raising some eyebrows here. There's this new TMZ investigative documentary that just came out. It's called What Happened to Justin Bieber. Have you seen it yet?
No, I'm actually just hearing this for the first time.
Yeah, it's now streaming on Hulu, and it really takes a deep dive into his personal life, including his close ties to the Church Home congregation in Beverly Hills. Some of the former Inner Circle members are speaking up. One member named Ryan Good, he was the best man at Justin's wedding, and he was the creative director of Justin's brand, Drew House. He's no longer in the picture with Justin. And a lot of sources are saying it's because Ryan left this church home, and he said it was a cult. The church's pastor, Judah Smith, he completely denies this. He says, what kind of cult only meets once a month? Yeah, I guess that's when they get together. And TMZ is reporting that Justin and Judah, they even confronted Scooter Braun, who was Justin's longtime manager, He is Jewish, and they confronted him about his religious beliefs. Ooh. And I guess Ryan was also questioned about his personal life, including really personal questions about like his intimate life and things like
wow.
that. Yeah. The doctor also explore, or the documentary also explores his mental health, his finances, his marriage. They kind of try to figure out one of the most complicated pop stars of our time. Like, there's just a lot going on with the guy. TMZ presents What Happened to Justin Bieber. It's now available on Hulu to stream.
I didn't know that this was happening behind the scenes. I know that when he canceled his Justice World tour a couple years ago, he was, I think, forced to sell his catalog because of the financial, how much money he lost during the tour. I knew that part. And like his health and stuff. But I had no idea that his closest friends were claiming that he was maybe a part of a cult. And then also, like, no offense to cult people or whatever.
No offense to cults.
It's like when people's like, oh, we only meet once a month. How is that a cult? I'm sorry, but you can brainwash people in seconds.
Yeah, I agree. I saw something this weekend about that whole Justice World tour getting canceled. They gave him, I guess the AEG gave him like $40 million advance for this tour. So when he canceled it, they're like, hey, you still owe us money. And he's like, well, I don't have it. And so he was on the hook for it. So Scooter Braun, his company that he works for, Hybe, now they, he said, we'll cover you and you can pay us back. So I guess that's what happened. He owed, I want to say it was like $22 million or something like
yeah.
that. And then he made one payment to Scooter Braun. And then he was like, hey, I looked through our books. I don't owe you this much. Scooter's like, yeah, you owe us $1 million. I did an internal audit. He goes, well, those are your people. I want an outside audit. So they do an outside audit. The outside audit comes back. They're like, no, he does not owe you $1 million. He owes you $8 million.
Ooh.
So Justin's like, oh my gosh. So yeah, it really is a mess. I hope he gets things straightened out because you hate to see it. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes you just get it wrong. Sometimes you make accusations or generalizations about someone and you realize you were wrong and you have to admit it. And your eyes were open this weekend, Steph.
I was, and I feel bad because I totally misjudged a group of teenagers and I accused them of something they did not do. So we went out to dinner at Green Valley Ranch Casino, and after dinner, I was like, let's go to the arcade. We love going to the arcades at the casinos. And I remember at one of the first games that we played in the arcade was skee-ball. And I remember putting my phone down next to my purse. And I must have left it there because after that game, I picked up my purse and we went to the next machine. And so when I went to go grab my phone later on, after a couple games at a new machine, I couldn't find it anywhere. I was like looking through my bag. I'm like, oh my God, where's my phone? I'm telling my husband. He's looking in between the machines.
That's the worst feeling.
Isn't
when you
it?
Just cannot. Oh, the panic that sets in.
I'm panicking. I'm anxious. I'm assuming that someone stole it because we're on our hands and knees and we couldn't find it. We couldn't find it at the skee ball machine. And I remember there was a group of teenagers that came in after us. And for some reason, I just felt like they were a little suspicious because there was a moment when they were looking around like looking around and like checking out the scene. Right.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, my God. In my memory, I was like, it had to have been them. It had to have been them because maybe they were looking around because they stole my phone, or maybe they were just naughty teenagers wanting to get into trouble. So I remembered what they looked like, and I went over to the one of the workers, and at first I was like, has anyone seen a phone? Did anyone turn in a phone? And I'm immediately like, my guard is up.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like the teenagers did it. She goes, what color was your phone? I was like, purple. They go, yes, we
Whoa.
Have it. I'm like, oh, I I really thought they weren't going to have it. I really thought I was going to be like, let me see your cameras.
Yeah.
Let me go through it. And then they said, I said, was it those teenagers that turned in the phone? And she goes, yes, it was.
Wow. The ones you accused of being involved in bad stuff actually did something nice and turned in your phone.
I feel so bad. I misjudged them when really they were the heroes in my life.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
You have to eat crow. You know, my husband had to do that the other day. Like, there's some workers parked in front of our house. Our neighbors across the street are doing some work on their driveway, and our neighbors next door to us, they were having like their pool refinished or something. Mm. So everyone's parked in front of our house, which is fine. We know it's temporary, not an issue there. But my husband looks outside and he notices there's this like splash of white, like by our plants.
Like paint?
Yeah. And then a trail of a car track like that drove through it driving away. So he's like, what the heck is this? So he goes across the street to the neighbors. He's like, your workers, they left their paint here. They were stomping on our bushes. He's like, they weren't using paint. I don't know. It wasn't me. He's like, no more parking in front of our house. This is ridiculous. You tell your workers. Da, 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 da. He goes back, looks on the cameras. It wasn't his workers.
Uh-oh.
It was the other neighbor's workers. Oh, my gosh. He went across that street. He's like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. He's like, it's okay, man. I get it. So he went over to the other neighbors like, your workers.
And for sure it was them, right?
Yeah, it was them. When they asked to see the video, they're like, we are so sorry. Like, they were stomping on our bushes. They were like, they just dumped. I don't know what it was that they dumped, but they ended up getting them to come back and they cleaned up everything.
Good.
But he felt so bad. He just went after the wrong people. And now I'm like, we can't show our face to these neighbors anymore. You yelled at them.
I feel so bad. Like, if these teenagers were listening right now, I just want to say I'm so sorry. If you're at the Green Valley Arcade on Saturday night around 9 p.m., thank you.
And if you have kids that were there, tell them Steph is just that mean millennial who just profiles them. And oh my God.
I'm learning, okay? I'm trying.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So we have the Memorial Day weekend coming up. There's a good chance that if you're going anywhere, it's probably going to be by car. It's projected that 39.4 million people are going to travel by car over the weekend. That's 1 million more travelers than last year. We talked about last week how travel is going to be up, setting records this weekend. 87% of Memorial Day travelers plan on taking a road trip. So they say the best times to drive for Memorial Day weekend, as usual, you know, flexibility pays off. And the best time to hit the road is in the morning on Thursday and then on Saturday. Those are the times that you should leave, and that should be before noon. On Friday, if you're leaving, the best time to start driving is before 11 a.m. because it's just going to get crazy after that.
Your husband is driving down to San Diego this weekend, right?
Yeah, just a quick trip to pick up my daughter, literally leaving Friday. They're packing, coming back Saturday.
And do they pack up everything in her place or just a couple things?
Everything.
Oof.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't have a lot because the apartment is furnished that she's
okay.
in. So, you know, she's got like her mattress pad and her clothes, I think a couple of lamps, something like that. So we've got an SUV that usually fits everything, but it's only got room for the two of them. So there's no point in me and my other daughter going.
Right.
It's kind of like we just get in the way. So, yeah, they're definitely going to be part of that road trip. I was telling him, I'm like, you better leave early. There is going to be chaos on the roads.
And he loves to drive down there.
Oh,
huh?
He loves it. He puts on his music and he is just like the happiest person. He loves driving. I'm the complete opposite. I hate to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I get so frustrated with people. I don't know. I don't enjoy it as much as he does.
I agree. I do not like driving unless I have to. And I'll split it with James if we're driving down to San Diego. I'll do half. Like, okay, I'll stop at Baker or whatever. And he likes to go the full 5 hours. I'm like, how can you go that long without stopping? He goes, hold in your pee. We're going to keep going.
Oh, yeah. That's how Matt is, too. You're a nice person to go half on it. I'm like, once we start going, I'm asleep. I'm done for the day. Also this morning, this was really sad. I don't know if you saw this. A Mexican Navy ship hit the Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday. It killed two crew members. It injured over 20 others, half of them critically. A bunch of tourists were watching from the shore. So there's a lot of different angles of it happening. Crew members were standing on the mast when it happened, and they were just left dangling when the mast snapped. Officials say the ship was never supposed to go under the bridge. It lost power, and then it ended up drifting down the East River in the wrong direction. Oh. 277 crew members were on board. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, she said yesterday that the two people who died were a sailor and a 20-year-old cadet. So it was just so sad to see that happen.
Yeah, I saw videos of that happening, and it was confusing because it was like, well, how did this happen? And so thanks for clearing that up. And then it's just like, imagine being someone just filming and just being helpless, because it's like you can't really scream and be like, hey, you're going the wrong way, because now at that point, it's too late.
You know, I have mixed feelings when it comes to filming things. I think it is great for documentation to have a record of things. I think a lot of people are caught because someone's filming. But mm-hmm. then on the other side, I get so frustrated when people are not helping. Instead, they're yes. filming. And it's like, why? It's like that recent shooting at LVAC. Like, there's just people standing there filming, watching the guy. I'm like, why are you not helping? What is happening?
Yeah,
you know?
I don't understand if it's like something that comes within you. Like, if I'm there, obviously the first thing is to grab my phone, either to call for help or to document to make sure, like, hey, if these are my last moments, man, then here's evidence. So right. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, it's good to have that evidence, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, maybe the buddy over here could film and you could go and help or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, you know your product is addictive when you have to tell people, okay, you've had enough. TikTok, they're announcing a new feature that's going to prompt teenagers to stop scrolling and start meditating instead. So if your kid is on TikTok after 10 p.m., they're going to see an alert in their For You feed that offers guided meditation to help them fall asleep. Then if they keep scrolling, they're going to get hit with a second prompt that fills the whole screen. TikTok's parent company said they tested the feature with a handful of teenagers this year, and only 2% turned the feature off. So they liked it.
Huh.
It's in response to public pressure and claims that TikTok's melting our children's brains or making it available for adults too, but anyone under 18 will have it turned on by default.
Do you think that this TikTok meditation thing will work?
I don't know. It wouldn't work for me. I'm sure I would scroll right past it.
Me
it's
too.
Like, I wake up in the morning sometimes and I have TikTok things in my head. Like this morning, all I could think about was, she was a fairy. She was a fairy. And I'm like, why is this stuck in my head?
You know what's stuck in my head is, what the hell? What the hell, Ayante?
LeBron James.
That's because of you, Mercedes, by the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Abby, how you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Beat Mercedes?
I'm ready.
All right. It is Monday, a Minden Monday. We have a beautiful $925 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers up for grabs. And hey, this would be a great way to kick off the week. Just guess the song and artist faster than I can. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go.
I am leaving. Good luck.
Bye, Mercedes. All right, she's Thanks. Leaving the studio. She's taking off her headphones. She goes out there so she can't hear a thing. Okay, Abby?
Okay.
Okay, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You want to try and guess the song faster than her. And by doing that, we're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it, super loud. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Is it Sade, Smooth Operator?
Okay, final answer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm bringing you Mercedes. Mertz is coming in. Abby, you said you just dropped off your daughter, Ella. Where does she go to school?
Yes. Southwest Tech.
Oh, nice. Last day of school, huh? How you feeling?
Oh, it's so sad. It went by too fast.
Yeah, I know. Now it's summertime. Okay, Mercedes is back. Hi, Mercedes.
Hello.
All right. You ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it. Smooth Operator, Sade?
Okay, final answer?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Kind of sound like Kokomo, too.
Oh. It does kind of sound like Kokomo. Okay, well, you stop the clock at 1.4 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct.
Okay.
And so is Abby.
Oh, God.
But she got the song in 3.6 seconds.
Oh, man. I should have said Kokomo.
You should have.
Darn it. I'm sorry, Abby. Oh. Well, I mean, I guess I'm not. I don't want to be beat. But
yeah.
At the same time, I'd love to see someone get this diamond pendant. That means it's now a $950 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Up for grabs tomorrow morning, every morning at 7 o'clock. We play Beat Mercedes. And it's, I guess we're going to have to... This song reminds me of the NASCAR driver, Carlos Sainz. Do you know who he is?
No.
Oh, he loves to say smooth operator. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. That is Sade, Smooth Operator. It was the song for Beat Mercedes this morning. I was telling you, this song reminds me of the F1 driver, Carlos Sainz. And if you are a fan, you know, like it was the British Grand Prix and he's driving and he starts singing this song. And now every time I see him, I immediately think like Smooth Operator. I think I have the audio here.
Okay.
He loves that song. So like whenever anyone sees Carlos, everyone says Smooth Operator.
That's his line now. Now you can't forget it.
He is one of my favorite NASCAR drivers. This week, this past weekend, Max Verstappen, he won. I'm like so into F1 right now, you guys. The race started at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. I set my alarm for 5:45 so I could get up and make sure that I watched that entire race.
What got you into F1? Was it when they came to Vegas or the show?
Drive to Survive, man. I started watching that and then I just started doing a deep dive into all the drivers and I don't know. I'm obsessed now. Is anyone else a big F1 fan? Because it's funny when I see them out in the wild. Like I saw this girl the other day and she was wearing a McLaren shirt. And I go, do you like F1? She goes, yes. And I go, who's your driver? And she goes, Lando. I go, mine too. And we were like instant bonding. Like it totally brought us together. But it's like my drivers change. It's like because I love George, but then I love Kimmy, but then I love Carlos. And then like, you just change drivers all the time.
I love seeing you so happy because when you get into something, Mercedes, and what I've noticed about you is like, you are all in, from BTS
yes.
to Labubus
yes.
to F1. Like you are a super fan.
Oh man. I seriously, there's like no gray area. It's
None.
Like black or white. That's what you get with me.
Yes.
Well, coming up in just a few minutes, everybody's been calling. Yes, we have your Disneyland passes, a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Can you believe they're celebrating 70 years?
Wow.
We are going to get you your tickets coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, let's talk about karaoke pressure. Okay, you're out with friends, someone hands you a mic, and suddenly your brain is like blank, like total amnesia. You forgot every song that you have ever known. Should I do a power ballad? Should I do my guilty pleasure song? What's the safe crowd pleaser song? Like there's a lot of pressure that goes into a karaoke song.
Oh my gosh, tell me about it. Like I love karaoke. I love when my friends are like, hey, we're going out to karaoke. Would you like to come? I will go by myself. I do not need James. But one thing I love about karaoke, for me at least, is I love to see who I'm with and then vibe off the people I think that I know would like the song choice that I'm making.
To see how their reaction is mm-hmm. to what you pick. Well, NPR, they just dropped a list of how to pick the perfect karaoke song. I actually think it's pretty solid. They say the key is to choose a song that makes you go, that's my jam. If someone says yes. something like that, that works. Or a song that has been stuck in your head lately, a song that gets the crowd singing, and one you know most of, at least. You don't have to know all of it, but at least most of. I mean, the words are there for you to fall back on, but you know, it's all about timing and inflection. You want to make sure you know most of the song. Plus, they say don't just stand there. You got to move. Body language is half the fun. So now we're doing this. I want to go around here and find out from you guys. And I want you guys to call too. 702-364-9400. What is your go-to karaoke song? And explain why. Is it a crowd pleaser? Is it one that you sound really good singing? Does everybody have a go-to karaoke song? 702-364-9400. What is yours?
Mine? Okay, the reason why I choose this song each time usually is because it's a nostalgia factor. One, and two, I feel like this song is like the No Scrubs by TLC millennial version. Okay.
Okay.
So that song is Bugaboo by Destiny's Child. Hype, crowd pleaser. I love the rapping, and I also love the runs that Beyonce does at the end that I try to attempt. But if not, I'll just let her do it if there's a background vocal.
I think that this song is a good song, but is it kind of niche? Is it like only like Destiny's Child fans? Like, would a regular person who just casually knows Destiny's Child know this song?
I don't know. That's a great question. But I do know that it's a... I feel like I'm more showing off because I know all the lyrics.
Yeah, and I bet you sound really good singing it too. So I think that would check off some of the boxes.
That's
on that
probably
one.
Why. Yep. Yeah.
Ramon, what is your... Wait, hold on. Should we like test you on it and have you sing it?
Me?
Yeah.
Bugaboo?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sure. Okay. You wanna put your bumper on the car block? Got big ol' out, make my email stop. Cause you a bugaboo. You bugging what you bugging who? You bugging me? What you see? It ain't cool.
Ooh.
It's not hot. That shit between the phone. Oh, this is the wrong verse.
I don't care. You sounded good. I see why that is your song.
I got nervous there.
No, you did great.
The karaoke pressure. You're right. Oh my God.
Okay, Ramon, you're up next. What is your go-to karaoke song?
That was pretty good, Steph. I don't know that song though. You're right. I thought it was kind of niche, like Mercedes
said.
Yeah,
it's probably a little niche.
I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. And I don't even remember how I chose it. It was probably one drunken night with me and my buddies. And we're like, you know what would be funny? We go up there and sing some Backstreet Boys.
So do you have to go up with friends to do it, or do you still do it alone?
I can do it alone, but I prefer if there was at least another person up there. This way we can switch off, you know, Heartache, Mistake.
Oh, I see. Well,
oh, like the ad libs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to test Ramon to his skills?
I think we should.
Okay.
It's a pretty easy. Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
I love how his execution is on why.
The animation. It's the animation for me. I love it. Like, let's be honest, your vocals need some work,
pretty
but
bad.
It doesn't matter because
yes.
I'm so thoroughly entertained. Like, that was amazing.
Like, that's why I love karaoke, is because we can go into a room with our closest friends and we don't judge. We just laugh.
100%.
All right, Mercedes, what's your go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song is Regulate by Warren G.
Oh, banger.
And
no way.
It checks every box. You've got nostalgia. You've got crowd pleaser. I don't even need the screen. I've got that whole thing committed to memory. Like, it's just one of those songs that, and you don't have to be a good singer to sing it.
That
was why I picked it, because
yes.
I'm not a good singer, but I can rap with the song and still be okay.
Okay, you know where we're going to start from with the song?
What?
Is the mount up part.
Okay.
You
all
ready
right.
to do
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the eve, so I can get some funk. Reeling and ride, chilling all alone. Just hit the east side of the LBC.
Oh,
on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All you skirts know it's up with 213. So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jump out the ride, I said, what's up? Some brothers pulling gats, so I said,
oh my God. Wow. You know when karaoke, like at the end of the, when the song is done, it like gives you a score?
Yeah.
Okay, you got 100, Mercedes.
Wow. I am here for it. I love it.
I am so impressed by you, Mercedes.
Thank you. That's my go-to song. I tell you, that's the one I don't even need the lyrics to. I even got the beginning.
You know, we talk about like how there's two different sides to you. Like there's Mercedes
yeah.
and there's Mertz. Regulate, that's Mertz.
Regulating stealing of this property. We damn good too.
Mount up.
But you can't be any geek off the streets. You gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep. All right, let's do this.
I love you so much. That was incredible.
All right, who is ready to win? We've got your tickets right now to Disneyland. They are celebrating 70 years of magic, and we have 4 2-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you will be qualified to win the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort, and upgraded tickets for 3-day, one park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Caller 20 right now, you are going to take on the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds and you have 10 questions. If you answer all 10 of these questions correctly, the tickets are yours. Who is ready to take on the Mega Minute? Caller 20's in, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Christina, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, are you excited right now?
Yes.
70th anniversary of Disneyland. And in celebration, we have 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. If you conquer the Mega Minute, you get 60 seconds. We have 10 questions. You get them all right, the tickets are yours. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Are you solo today or do you have someone helping you out?
I have my kids.
Okay, kids. If you know the answer, shout it out. I'll take any correct answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
In what California city is Disneyland located?
Anaheim.
Yes. Abu the monkey is a character in which Disney movie?
Aladdin.
Yes. What state is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Yes. What is the name of the student who graduates at the top of their class?
Pass.
What is the name of the NBA team from Oklahoma City? No. What color is a traditional Chinese wedding dress?
Red.
Yes. What kind of animal was Doug from the movie Up?
Dog.
Yes. What is the layer of gases surrounding the Earth called?
Atmosphere.
Yes. What does the acronym TTYL mean?
Jim Chan Laundry?
No. Kendrick Lamar is currently on... Oh, darn it. Christina, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's heartbreaking. The name of the student who graduates at the top of their class, that's the valedictorian. The name of the NBA team from Oklahoma City, they just beat my Nuggets. That's the Thunder.
Yep.
And then,
tough game to watch, by the way.
Yeah, that was rough. And then the acronym TTYL... What did she say?
She thought it was GTL, Jim Tan Laundry from Jersey Shore.
TTYL, talk to you later. That was that one. And then we just got on the Kendrick Lamar one. He's currently on tour with which other singer? And that is SZA. I'm sorry, Christina. But the good news is you still have a shot at these tickets. You can hang up and call right back because caller 20... Not only will you get the 4-day, 1 park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, but you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at one of their hotels and upgraded 3-day, 1 park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some news over the weekend. Former President Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Spokesperson said the president and his family are reviewing their treatment options with physicians right now. The diagnosis on Friday followed the discovery of a small nodule on his prostate that led to an evaluation. The cancer cells have spread to the bone. And while that represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management, they're saying. His personal office said he was checked after he had experienced some symptoms, and prostate cancers are assigned a number called a Gleason score, mm-hmm. and that assesses on a scale of 1 to 10 how the cancerous cells compare with normal cells, and the former president's score of 9 indicates his cancer is among the most aggressive.
Oh, I don't know anyone that's experienced that type of cancer, but I do know that it can be very brutal.
Yeah, and just the fact that it is spread to the bones too, that's not good. So wishing the best for him and his family. Also this morning, if you start your week by going to your inbox and cleaning it out. You are definitely not alone. Maybe you did it over the weekend. A poll of working adults found that 93% of us check our email every day, including 88% who even check it on vacation, or only 6% don't check it every day. Some of the other stats on our email habits, only checking it once a day, that's not very common. 42% of us say we check it 3 to 5 times a day. How many times a day are you checking it?
Well, I have my notifications on for my work email. So if something comes in that's important.
Oh, you'll see it.
I'll see it. So I don't need to check it. But like over the weekend, I really try not to see it. And on vacation, absolutely not. I don't check it at all.
I'm the same way. Like the weekend, it's got to be something that I'm expecting for me to check it. Otherwise, I don't even go near it. And the work email, my personal email, I still check over the weekend. But yeah, there's no way.
Oh my God, personal email? Don't... I have like 5,000 unread emails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really bad. I need to clean that one. I'm on top of my work ones, but the personal ones, there's so much spam and junk.
I know. There is a lot of junk for sure. Finally, this morning, this may make you reconsider if you want to spend all that time on your phone looking at stuff. A 25-year-old Japanese man who spent most of his time looking down at his phone has eventually become unable to raise his own head. And he's been diagnosed with something called dropping head syndrome. Now, it's a rare case. It's detailed the disturbing consequences of holding your head bent down for hours on end over long periods of time. I guess it has something to do with the weakening of your neck muscles. So at some point, you're not strong enough to lift up the weight of your head.
Oh my God, this is scary stuff, especially for like teenagers who are on their phones all the time and they're still growing. And then imagine like eventually their neck bone in the back is going to be all popped out.
Yeah, it makes you think like, okay, how do I look at my phone? I know we all kind of look down.
And yeah.
Also, look at your pinky the hand that you look at your phone with. Look at your pinky. Is there a little like notch where your phone sits?
Yes.
That, like, we are all deformed from our phones, looking at our phones.
We're all going to evolve to like different, you know, like over time people were back in the day, British people were really short, and then like they would go into like old castles back in the day and like doors were super short. And then now we're going to evolve to like weird pinkies and like weird back necks.
I know. It's really scary how the phones have really messed us up.
But don't you already have a wonky pinky?
I know, but this was my normal one until I started looking at it. And I'm like, oh man, I got to start looking at things with my wonky pinky. It has like a built-in stand for it, ready to go.
Your wonky pinky has a built-in stand.
That's the stand. Look at that. It's stand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at
1-800-800-3333. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, I need to talk about something that happened over the weekend because I am still not over it. Have you ever witnessed beginner's luck so outrageous that you just questioned everything you've ever believed in? Has anyone ever experienced major beginner's luck or you witnessed it? 702-364-9400. On Saturday, I get a text from Mark Chinook. He is one of the in-arena hosts of the Vegas Golden Knight games. Mm-hmm. He was in Rock of Ages here in Las Vegas. He's now Mark Nash from the WWE.
Like, yes.
The guy is a great guy, and he's been on the show several times. So I get a text from him, and it's a picture of a box of Labubus, the big into energy Labubus. Full box. I was like,
what was the box called?
This is they're the type of Labubus. There's three different versions, and these ones are the newest, called Big Into Energy ones.
Okay.
And they're the really bright ones. I have one right now. This is a Big Into Energy one.
It's your green little one. That's cute.
His name is Lucky, and that's really his name. Like, okay. That's what they come. This one, there's like Lucky, there's Hope, there's Love, there's a bunch of them. So, he writes with it, "You made me do it." And I was like, okay, welcome to the addiction, Mark. I told him, I said, film an unboxing. I want to see what you pull.
Nice.
So I get a text from him and it's his unboxing. So I start watching it and he pulls like a Lucky. He pulls Hope. He pulls some good ones. And then I think it was his fifth box, he pulls the secret rare. Now, if you don't know what that is, like one in 72 boxes will have this very, very special Labubu.
Really?
It's rare. It's not everyone gets them. They're hard to get.
Have you ever gotten one of these?
No!
What?
I'm like, I've been trying to get one forever, and it's completely eluded me. This dude, his first time ever opening Labubus, pulls it out. I'm sorry, what? I was like, I'm like, he goes, is this one worth something? I was like, so I'm trying to play it down. I go, no, nothing. I'll give you 10 bucks for it.
Stop. You're trying to get it for him for 10 bucks, but really it's like hundreds.
Well, I felt bad. And I was like, no, it actually, that's a secret rare and that's worth a lot of money. I offered him 50 bucks for it. And I said, honestly, you could probably go online and sell it for a lot more than that. I mean, you could like fund a weekend in Cabo probably.
Stop.
I'd say 400 bucks he could get like for that.
What?
We should call him and talk to him about this. Maybe we'll call him in a couple of minutes. But has anyone ever experienced or witnessed insane beginner's luck? 702-364-9400. Like someone just waltzed in, casually hit a jackpot, walks away like it's no big deal. I'm like, I sent the video to my daughter and she's like, that was his first time ever opening Labubus and he got the secret rare. I'm like, I know.
No kidding.
Like, it was hard not to be jealous, but I was also very happy for him, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not into the Labubu, so you're hyping it up to make it
seem
like it's amazing.
I'm trying to think of how it would equate to you? Like maybe you buy a box set of Beyonce's new album and you're going through it and all of a sudden a note falls out and it's personalized from Beyonce.
Okay.
And you're like,
yep.
And she put one in, just very few, but you got one of them.
I could see that.
I was blown away. When did you witness beginner's luck? Hey, Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
What was it for you?
Well, I'm just, the first thing that came to mind was the biggest goal tonight, going to the Stanley Cup finals the very first year.
Oh my gosh. And that's why every other team hates us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How many years did they try and try? And some of them haven't even made it. And we just kind of waltz right in. Hello. We're playing hockey now. How you guys doing?
We're from Vegas.
Oh, we're going to the finals. We're playing the Capitals. And granted, we didn't win, but still, that was an amazing season, right? That's crazy. Let's talk to Angelica. Angelica, did you ever witness beginner's luck that just blew you away?
Yes. Speaking of Labubus, my daughter pulled a secret Labubu on her first box.
Stop it.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Which ones?
It was the Coco Chestnut or Chestnut Coco.
Oh my gosh, the exciting macarons. That's another version.
Okay.
She got Chestnut Coco?
Yes.
Wow.
Are you keeping it or are you selling it, Angelica?
We're keeping it.
Yeah, you got to keep that.
Okay.
That's worth a lot of money. That's exciting. Is she big into Labubus, Angelica?
No. Honestly, we didn't know a lot about them until you shared about them. So, again, thank you for telling us.
Okay, Mercedes, this is what we got to... Sometimes we got to gatekeep some stuff because now you're sharing all your love for Labubus and everyone's getting the ones that you want, but you can't have.
I just want to say, Pop Mart, you're welcome. I am selling all these Labubus for you and I didn't even need to. This is crazy.
I mean, just like the love you have for Labubus, and for now, people are like, huh, what is this Labubus Mercedes talking about? Oh. Wait, I get a secret rare?
You know, my friend Captain Kate, she's like, she sent me a message. I've been influenced. And that she's getting her Labubus. I'm like, I love sharing the fun. They bring me so much joy. They're just such little cute little monster thingies. But yeah, it's crazy. Oh, all the luck everyone is experiencing. I'm happy for them. I really am. You know what? Coming up next, let's call Mark. I want to find out what he's going to do with this secret rare. Is he going to sell it? Or is he going to keep it? Or is he going to let me buy it from him for $50?
What if he gifts it to you?
He won't.
I'm gonna pin him into a corner and be like, listen, she's the one that got you into it.
He won't. But I don't blame him. He should not. He should make some money off of that. We'll talk to Mark here coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I'm still trying to process what happened. If you missed it, have you ever witnessed beginner's luck in action? Like, just blatant slap you in the face, beginner's luck. Then you're going to feel my pain. Over the weekend, I get a message from our buddy Mark Chinook, and you know him, the space, Vegas Golden Knights games, Vegas legend. And in this text, he sends me a photo of a box of Labubu figures. And those are the Pop Mart plushies that everybody is trying to get their hands on right now. And the message says, you made me do it. So I tell him to make an unboxing video. I want to see what he gets. And, welcoming him to the addiction. And the man, on his very first try, pulls the secret rare out of it. Mark is on the phone now. Hi, Mark.
I totally blame you. It's your fault. I had nothing to do with it.
What?
I could not believe my eyes when you sent me that video. I'm watching and you're getting the normal ones that come with it. And then I see your face on one and your eyes get kind of big and you pull it out and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. How did you get that the first time you ever open a Labubus?
I have no idea. It's your fault. I blame you. I follow you. I watch all of your videos. And I said, oh, these things are cute. Everybody's putting them on their purses. And especially with EDC weekend. Everybody, they're everywhere. These little furry things.
It's so funny.
I said, I'm buying some of these. I'm giving my nieces and nephews. And I don't know. I guess this one's a secret. Is the one everybody's after. And it was in the box.
That's crazy.
What is going on here?
So how many people have offered you money besides myself for that secret rare?
People were DMing me when they saw the video. Pretty overwhelming, to be quite honest. I don't know what I'm going to do with the thing. He's staring at me right now. He greeted me this morning with love.
Oh,
I
have so okay. So, Mark, I'm not into the laboo-boos. I don't really get the hype.
Neither am I.
But can you describe like what the secret rare looks like for people that don't know what the secret rare laboo-boo looks like?
So, if you know me, which is kind of cool, my favorite color of paint is called elephant skin, and it's that gray elephant color.
Okay.
Right? So this secret guy, he's gray, and he's got a dark gray belly, and he's got rainbow teeth and rainbow eyes.
His name is ID, just so you know.
ID?
There you go. Yeah. See, you know more than me. Came with a little card. The card was in a little protective sleeve, so I knew that was interesting. And I guess they're selling for like $300 or $400 online right now.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. Whatever. I got lucky. It's a little plushy toy. I don't think I'm going to get $400 for it, but you never know.
Well, so everyone's texting right now asking, how in the world did you get not just one Labubu, but a box of Labubus?
So I'm a big sneaker guy, Mercedes, as you know.
Yes.
So is your husband. We love when sneakers drop, and there's a site called StockX that I frequent often to look at sneakers that I've missed out on when, they drop and they sell quickly. And so if there's something I really like, I look on StockX. It's a sort of a resale platform where if people buy the shoes and they don't want them, they'll resell them. So they had Pop Mart on there and these Labubus. And I'm like, I think this is the stuff that Mercedes did.
Honestly,
that's literally how this happened. I was looking for a pair of Travis Scott Nikes. And I'm scrolling, and the first thing on the top of StockX is an ad for these furry Labubus. And I'm like, what is this Labubu craze? And so I click the link, and I put a bid on these Labubus, and it was a case of six. You know how they come? They come in a case of six. And I have two weddings coming up. My niece is getting married. And I'm like, this would be cute. I'll put it on top of her gift or something. I don't know what I was thinking. It's your fault. I said it at the top of the call.
Hey, Mark, I'm just saying, like, if your niece doesn't want one of these Labubus, Mercedes does not have one of these secret rare ones. If for some chance, would you be willing to give that to Mercedes?
No. Sell it to me.
I think what I'm going to do, quite honest, and you guys know me, is I'm going to throw it on the silent auction for Monday's Dark tonight.
Oh,
we have a Monday's Dark tonight.
Brilliant.
Suicide prevention, American suicide prevention.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put it on the silent auction tonight for Monday's Dark. And all of the proceeds will go to this incredible local organization. You know, my wife and I have been doing this Monday's Dark event for 12 years now, and couldn't ask for a better way to raise money for our community than randomly finding a furry creature in a box.
I'm bidding. I am bidding on it. So give everyone the link. Like, how do we place a bid on it?
MondaysDark.com is the website. And if you follow Monday's Dark on social, we'll be posting the links to the silent auction on all of our social, on Facebook, X, and Instagram, mine as well. I'll make sure I share a link on my Instagram page. But I figured after you texted me and said, you're calling into the show, I'm calling you to talk about this, I said, I better have a plan because I'm going to get blown up over this furry creature.
Mercedes is going
to
be... I
figured the best way to unload it would be to raise money for our community.
She's going
to
be refreshing each bid.
I was really happy for you, honestly. Aww. Mark. I thought that was really super cool that you got that. And you were just kind of like, hey, he texts me, goes, is this worth something? I was like, oh my gosh.
So Mark, are you fully into the Labubus now? Or what's your game plan moving forward with the Labubus?
I am definitely not getting into Labubu because this is going to cause a train wreck for my checking account.
Yes.
And listen, I'm not a tall guy, so these are small toys. They make me feel wonderful inside. But we got to raise some money for the community. So all of my Labubus are going on the silent auction for Monday's Dark Tonight.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. What a great idea, Mark. That's so cool. I'm so proud of you. Just seeing, I remember when we met when you were in Rock of Ages, and I'd like to see everything that you've done for this community has been so incredibly cool, and I'm really just proud of you. And now you're Mark Nash.
Yeah.
it's been a cool chapter. The name came from the fact that my mother's maiden name is Nasser, and my father, obviously, last name is Chinook. So when people ask me how did we come up with Mark Nash, that's how we came up with it. I really didn't want to change my name at first when the WWE called, but I was like, if I have to, I still want to make sure there's a family connection there. I'm really tight with my parents and my older siblings. We have a wonderful family. And so my WWE name is based on mom's maiden name and dad's last name. So if people ask, that's where it came from.
That's cool. Awesome. Why did they want you to change it in the first place, though? I love your name.
You know, it's just a thing. You know, it's a thing that they've always done, stage names for all their employees, characters, and...
So you're,
it's been a wild ride.
You're a character now. Like we've got Mark Chinook on the phone, but can we talk to Mark Nash really quick? Hey, Mark Nash, how's it going?
Hey, he's great. You know, listen, if you get a chance to talk to Chinook, make sure you tell him to quit spending his money on these stupid furry creatures.
You're the best, Mark. Hey, everyone, support Monday's Dark tonight. Whether you want a labubu or not, just go and support. It's an amazing, amazing thing that you do for so many different local charities. And we're just so happy that not only we have you in the community, but that you got the secret rare. We're happy for you, Mark.
Well, listen, you always support and the fact that you're able to bring people onto your show and talk about stuff. That's part of the reason why we still are here doing what we do, because of people like you allowing us platforms to talk about our mission. And, you know, listen, we could live anywhere in this country, and what keeps Cheryl and I here are the people. It's not these amazing resorts and restaurants, shows, sports teams. It's our community. Our community is truly one of a kind, and Vegas has been home for us now for 14 years. We're not going anywhere.
I love it. Mark, you know you can come on anytime you want. We love you. Thank you so much. Mark Chinook, everyone.
Thank you, Mark.
He's amazing.
Incredible.
I'm bookmarking the website right now.
You're going to be
in a bed.
I see you on your phone the whole day, and I know why.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Wendy, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Hi. Yes, definitely.
Let's do it. Summer is right around the corner, and this is going to be great. We have a four-pack of tickets for you to check out either Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Splash Zone, Valedictorian, Spice It Up, Queen Bee, or Play It By Ear?
I think I'll go with Spice It Up.
Spice It Up. It is. May is National Salsa Month. So these are all things that are associated with salsa, okay?
Okay.
Things that are associated with salsa. I love salsa. I think we're going to get this. This will be good, okay? You ready to do it?
Yeah.
All right, Wendy and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the main component. They're raw. I don't like
tomato.
Yes. This is an herb that to me tastes like soap, but some people like it.
Cilantro.
Yes. This is a very spicy pepper. You might get these on your nachos.
Jalapeno.
Yes. This is something that you might order to eat with either a soft or a hard-shelled one. Yes. This is a type of salsa. It's like not blended. It's very chunky. It's it's like the onions. It's the tomatoes. It's all of it.
Oh, pico de gallo?
Yes. This is what you would use to dip into your salsa.
Tortilla chip.
Yes! Nice. Wendy! Way to go! You are very alert for a Monday morning at 8:40. Congratulations! You're welcome. Going to Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon. We have a four-pack of passes for you, so enjoy that, and make sure you're listening same time. We'll have another four-pack of tickets for you tomorrow morning. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, college is maybe the next step for a lot of high school seniors, but a lot of them never actually graduate. And research shows that only 38% of Americans age 25 and over are college graduates. But it turns out there's still a lot of solid career opportunities that are available to them. This new report just came out from Resume Now, and it shows the careers that offer good salaries, long-term stability, don't require a college degree, and even better, they're not likely to be replaced by AI.
Ooh.
Yeah, so some of these jobs include a forest fire inspector and prevention specialist. The median pay is over $71,000 a year on that one. Don't need a college degree on that. AI is not going to be able to do that. Flight attendants. Now, I thought flight attendants made more than this. And if you work in that industry, can you confirm 702-364-9400? They say, well, it's the median. So yeah, this is right in the middle. But they say they can make over $68,000 a year. That's the median pay for a flight attendant. And again, no college degree necessary. AI is not going to be able to take over that one. Also on the list, electricians, plumbers, pipe fitters, steam fitters, chefs and head cooks, hearing aid specialists, and personal service managers, all jobs that have a relatively low AI risk. A couple of them have moderate AI risk. That includes maintenance workers, people that work on machinery, things like that, insurance sales agents, aircraft cargo handling supervisors, and security and fire alarm installers.
Do you ever think about us being replaced by AI, us radio hosts?
Well, we have been, right? Wasn't there some girl in Seattle, AI Ashley, that was, they now, but she's not doing it anymore, is she?
No, so they did have AI Ashley, and then they replaced her with a real person again. So it kind of shows, like, I think people want to listen to actual real people talk about their feelings on certain opinions.
Yeah, and then we talked about, was it a couple days ago, about the host in, was it New Zealand?
Australia.
And they're like, who is this girl? There's no indication of her on their website. And this AI went unnoticed for months. Mm. Then the audience figured it out and they're like, is this AI? Is this a robot? And they finally came clean and said yes. So I don't think people want to hear that. I think they want to hear real people.
I think so too. But the fact that that company went with an AI person on the air in Australia and didn't warn anybody, I feel like that's, for me, that's morally wrong.
Yeah, at least if you're going to go with that, let them know.
Yes.
That's what they did with AI Ashley. That was her name. So you knew that was AI. But to just let that go for as long as it did and have the listeners figure it out, that's rude. Yeah. Also this morning, when money is tight, the extras are ditched from the budget. And hair care is close to the top of that list. Americans are not going to the salon as much because of rising costs that have been brought on by tariffs and inflation. That's according to this report this month. From a consumer analytics platform, they found that more than 40% of typical salon customers are going less. They're relying on home treatments, while 24% said they're just not going at all. Half of those surveyed said saving money was the biggest reason they're doing that. Gen Xers and millennials are more likely to just stop going altogether, while Gen Z, they're not stopping, but they're just going a lot less. Yeah.
That was me this past weekend for my pedicure. Like I needed to get my toenails done. And then not like because I needed like upkeep, but like to get paint done. And I wanted to save some money. So I was like, I'm canceling my pedicure appointment and I'm just going to do it myself. And oh my God, I did a red color. It looked like I just stubbed my toe and blood came out.
Oh my gosh. This is why we let the professionals do it.
Yes, exactly.
I did the same thing 2 weeks ago with I had an appointment for a facial and I was like, you know what? I think I can skip the month. I'm, you know, let's save a couple of bucks. And I ended up canceling that well in advance. So she had plenty of time to fill it. But then she texted me. She's like, hey, is everything good? Do you want me to try to put you back in? I'm like, no. I'm good until next month, you know, just trying to save a couple of bucks.
I totally feel that. Yeah.
Finally, this morning, our attention spans, they are decreasing, with the average now at just 47 seconds. Ooh. That is down from 75 seconds back in 2012.
Oh my God.
It's so bad. Do either, how are you two when it comes to attention spans? Are you pretty good, or do you feel yourself losing it?
I'm terrible. If a video is over like 2 minutes, forget it. Next.
You're like, no way, yeah. Not watching it.
I feel like yep. My patience is, I have a lot of patience. My husband, I worry about, because we'll be watching a YouTube video or we'll watch something like on Hulu and there's an ad going for like 6 seconds. He goes, hurry up, let's get to it. I'm like, it's 6 seconds, just wait. But for me, I feel like I'm okay.
Yeah, I find myself getting frustrated. I start tuning out, looking at other things. The worst for me, though, is like when my husband's talking to me and he starts telling a really long story. And I it's nothing against him or the story. I blame it on myself. I start tuning out and but still responding. And then he'll quiz me. He'll be like, what did I just say? I'm like, he's like, that's all right. Oh, like, I feel so bad, but it's just like, it was too long. Can you give me the TikTok version of it?
Well, what does he have to do to get your attention to a little bit longer?
Interpretive dance with it. That would keep my attention.
Interpretive dance, maybe a meal in front of me.
He's running to this place. He's like pointing. I could totally pay attention then.
Do the Dougie.
Yes, exactly. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have an issue that you'd like us to address on Jerk or Justified, where we'll tell you, hey, you're being a jerk, or hey, you are completely justified, send us an email at our website, mix941.fm. That is what this person did. This actually came in yesterday morning. So it says, hello, Mercedes. My birthday was this past Saturday, May 17th. I never expect much on my birthday ever. It's just another day to me. So when anyone ever asks me what I want, the answer is always nothing. If immediate family asks, I say a clean house. So when my birthday came around this year, I got a few texts from family and friends wishing me a happy birthday. My husband, though, said nothing to me until around 4 p.m. when he got home from work. He handed me a gift bag with a photo album in it. My reaction was of someone who was very upset and uninterested. I have photo albums that are nowhere near full. I'm not the scrapbooking type, and I almost never print pictures. It's like he walked into a store and picked up the first thing he saw and handed it to me. After having watched our 2-year-old all day, it would have been nice if he at least brought dinner home with him. I would have rather not received anything at all than to be given something that just wasn't me. We've been married for almost a decade, and I think by now he would have learned my likes and dislikes, but I guess not. Am I a jerk for the way I reacted, or am I justified for wanting one day to just feel special? And that is signed, Afterthought.
Ugh.
That breaks your heart.
Yeah.
Or what do you think? Do you think she's being a jerk? What do you think?
I think that she is justified. I mean, first of all, your birthday, even though you're not expecting anything, for her husband to not say happy birthday until 4 p.m. sounds like she's not a priority to him. That's the first thing I would do if that was my wife or husband. The first thing I say is, happy birthday, babe. If it's a text, leave her a note, something. The second thing is, he got her a photo album, and it sounds like it's an empty one. If it was like a meant to be like filled with photos of her and her family and her kids, I would be like, I think there's something there. But if it's an empty photo album, that shows how much thought he really didn't put into anything.
Yeah, that's it's interesting because I'm reading some of the comments here on our Facebook page, and it's really split down gender a lot. I'm noticing that a lot of the guys are saying you're a jerk. You put out the vibe that you don't care about birthdays. That's fine, but don't expect the husband to put any thought into a gift. He should have just got you nothing and probably will do that just next year. This one says, gosh, where's the gratitude? Regardless of what the gift is, sheesh, he can't read your mind. If you wanted to go out to dinner, then maybe you should have said something. Oh, well, guess you were miserable. So the guys are coming after her, but the women, and I agree with you, Steph, that whole mind reader thing, let's talk about that, because none of us are mind readers.
Right.
No one is expecting you to be telepathic here. But this is not a brand new relationship. They've been married for almost a decade. So at what point does it stop becoming about reading minds and actually paying attention to a person, you know? She didn't expect anything grand. She literally said when people ask what she wants, she says nothing. Or sometimes she said what?
A clean house.
Well, there's a gift idea right there.
Boom.
Run a vacuum for her. Fold the laundry for her. Bring home dinner. Boom. Birthday win.
They have a two-year-old. Maybe offer to, you know, here, honey, go out for a couple hours. I'll watch the kid. I don't know.
Yeah. Ashley, good morning. What do you think? It's jerk or justified?
I totally think she's justified. I mean, he should probably put on, like, one of those little maid outfits and clean the toilet. You know, like, that would be a simple act of kindness for her. Totally justified.
It's little things. Sometimes when you've been together for a long time, you don't need physical things. You need things that show that you are listening and you care, Ashley. Thank you for calling. Let's talk to Dawn. Dawn, good morning. It's jerk or justified. What do you think?
Good morning. I think that he is a jerk, and I agree with everything that's been said so far. He could have a card with, the gift things like I will vacuum one vacuum or wash the dishes or even hire a maid to come and clean the house.
That would be such an amazing gift.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right on the money, Dawn. Hey, Ramon, you're the guy around here. What's your take? Do you agree with a lot of these guys who are saying, well, she's the jerk. He's not a mind reader.
I do not. I actually agree with all the ladies.
Yeah.
In the house. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wake up around midnight and tell her happy birthday. So for him to wait till the afternoon, that's insane. Maybe he was trying to like, if he had like a surprise and was like, hey, I've been playing with you all morning, but obviously he was not.
It just seems like he didn't show up.
Right.
You know, that was an opportunity for him to show up. And yeah, even if it was like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday, but come in this room and everyone's in there. Surprise! Aww. Ha ha! You know, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk to Monique. Monique, jerk or justified, what do you think?
I think that the woman was totally justified because, I mean, can you pick up on any, like, anything for her? I mean, geez, she's definitely, you're around her for 10 years and you can't think of anything. It's not a mind reader. It's picking up on the small things.
Yeah. If she forgot his birthday or bought him, like, a pair of socks or something at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, y'all would be coming after her. Mm-hmm. Like, so she is not a jerk. She is tired. Someone who's tired of being made to feel like she has to give a full PowerPoint presentation on how to be loved. I mean, that's so sad. So thank you for your email. I'm so sorry. We wish you a happy birthday.
Let's celebrate with her. Come to the radio station.
You know what? Seriously, come down here. We will put together a birthday prize pack for you. I mean, I'm warning you right now. We don't have great stuff, but like, we'll put together what we have for you. At least our way of saying happy birthday. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.